Oh, Mary, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for that. And
Yeah.
we still do have time for a blessing, and here we are. Gina's on the phone. Hi, Gina.
Hi,
Hi, Gina.
Glenda.
Yes, did you want to ask something, say something, or just
Oh, no, I agree with Mary, and I just wanted to tell you last week's message was phenomenal. If I had to ask you a personal question, you helped me so much through the holiday, and I really love and appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I wish tomorrow was Sunday so we could do this all over again. I can't believe I really, really thought this was Saturday and I had a day to sleep in.
We're all human.
Oh my gosh, I know, but I'm not used to doing this. But anyway, if just to give you a little word of inspiration, I am I was on an international chat with someone that I think you'll all appreciate this story. This is a person that came on to my Facebook chat line, and it was someone who actually was running a scam, intending to do some harm and damage and get some sensitive credentials from me, and I just developed a friendship and was wish t telling him about Christmas and how much it meant to me and so forth and so forth. And on that call, it was the day before Christmas, he confessed. He said, "You don't, I'm not who you think I am, and you don't deserve what I was about to do to you." And for me, that was Yeshua's present to me and my present back to him, that somehow I had had an opportunity to experience the fact that love doesn't hurt love. Love can't hurt love. And this is why he came to the earth. And I was following up on a little message chat, wishing this person a good life and a happy life, and he was on his way to church. So I thought you guys would like that. So I guess in my own way, I was doing Yeshua's work. And I would like to offer a blessing today for all the people on this earth who have lost their connection with God, and they're good people, and they're people that know love when they see it, and they want to be love, but they don't trust love until they see it. They don't trust it until they see it and feel it or have it expressed from another human being. And I think that's what we're here to do. And so, if you don't mind, I'd like to offer this blessing, not just for ourselves and our loved ones, but for those who are, well, shall we say, on the darker side of life, who, like the criminal that hung beside Yeshua on the cross and looked at Yeshua and said, "I see you for who you are." He saw the love. And he saw the love when the many, many, many members of his community of Jerusalem couldn't see him. So we never know when someone is going to see the light, when someone's going to appreciate the love that we are. I think back to that little event that happened to me on the subway years and years ago, when I just decided to love those kids instead of being afraid of them and judging them. And it all worked out great. And so many, many events in my life have been like that. They've just been little opportunities for missionary connection and expressing the love of God, which is always here with us. So, what do you think about that? We just have a blessing now, and we bless the whole earth And most especially, we hold our arms out for those who haven't been loved in a very long time and maybe don't know what it feels like to even trust that love is real. And let us just start with a blessing, a prayer to Yeshua, and thank him for his love and for all that he has shown us about what love can do. And everything else that could come to my heart and mind to express. Dear Yeshua, you are so beyond belief sometimes. Your love is so majestic. It's amazing to realize and to comprehend the miracles that can come from it. Like the criminal that hung on the cross beside you. He saw you. And you took him to paradise with you. There are none among us that you would not love and be with. And you helped me so much to see that. I felt that was your Christmas present to me and to the world. And I so thank you for every revelation of love you've ever given me. Your sweetness, your miracle, your connection to God Almighty is just the rock of my faith. In you, I see the light. And I know that everyone on this earth, even when they can't see love, they want hope. They look for hope. And they so need hope. And whatever we can do to bring hope to everyone in this world, I know will bring peace. I thank you so much for that revelation. And now, with you in our heart and you flowing through us, we seek to convey your blessings to everyone. And we ask that your love pour into us and through us, that we may be a worthy conduit for your love. Blessing givers, will you please stand with me and let us begin our blessing. And the others of you receive according to the desires of your heart, the needs of your soul and your body, and your union with God. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. Go and rest and assimilate your blessing. As the love of God, the energy of life, the sacredness of the Holy Spirit, and that all that has been given to you for the healing of your life, the wholeness of your life, and the rich love that you will be able to live on and give forth in the coming week. I look forward to being with you again next week, and I will be here. With all my love, I love you all. Bye-bye for now.